Dear friends, welcome to another edition of your favorite weekend character building show, Rev Ethics. My name is Chief Professor Isaac Zabobepe, the Dean of Student Affairs, Rivers State University. But just before we begin, let's take an opening message from Her Excellency, Justice Mrs. Suzette Eberechinye-Sonwike, the initiator of Rev Ethics.
Greetings to our loving people of River State and welcome to another episode of Rivetics on Radio, a character building weekend show. Please remember that 24 hours a day for each of us shows how we each have a level playing field to fulfill our potentials. This episode is on the subject of time management. Let us examine some tips on time management to help us achieve our goals in 2020. Making out time for prayer and meditation at the beginning of each day is a good way to set a positive, right tone for your day. It helps you gain focus and direction. It provides the inner strength and wisdom to give you control to navigate the day successfully. Avoid time stealers and time wasters. For example, when you get carried away chatting or reading other people's posts on social media to the detriment of important things you need to do. As much as possible, keep a check on the amount of time you spend on social media. Getting organized saves us from the huge amount of time we spend looking for things such as car keys, checkbooks, writing materials, etc. We can get organized by having a specific place for most things and having the discipline to keep them back there after use. This really would help reduce the hassle and time loss that accompanies looking for important things from time to time. One way to prioritize one's time is to make a list of the things one needs to do, put a timeline to each activity, and then rank them based on their urgency, importance, or the length of time required to accomplish each. Doing this will help one determine what to do at which time. Delegation is a major time management strategy. No one can do everything by him or herself alone. So if there are things that others can do better or things that are not so important, then delegate these tasks. As a mother or parent, allow your kids to do the chores such as dishwashing or cleaning house. It will give you some more time for other personal things. A time management audit every once in a while will help us know what is stealing or wasting our time, creating an opportunity to make adjustments that will save us time. Our guest speaker today is Chief Professor Isaac Zeb Obipi, Dean, Student Affairs, River State University. He will be sharing with us his insight on the topic. Please enjoy the episode and do put the lessons learned to very good use. Our charming Rivers people, please remember to always let your manners speak for you. God bless and keep you and your families. And God bless River State.
Don't run the other man down. Don't wish him bad. No, no. There are better things to do. Better pastimes around. Careless talk is not the right way. Love River State or leave her alone. Don't pull her down. No, no. Think what you can do for her. Engage yourself in meaningful activities. No room for gossips. Do something meaningful.
Welcome back. If you're just tuning in, this is Rev Ethics on Radio. I'll be speaking on effective time management, and my name is Chief Professor Isaac Zebobepe. I am your host for today. Now, time is a very valuable and scarce resource in the sense that it's not available as much as we desire it. It attracts competing demands for it. It has cash value that is often not computed. It has an alternative opportunity cost and is in units that get wasted really consciously. So it is important we manage our time well. Now, effective time management refers to the set of activities that enable one to use time to achieve maximum productivity. And such activities exist in various models. Now, I'll talk about two models. The one we refer to as the essential manager time management model and the mafia manager time management model. Now, from these models, we have about six sets of activities and principles that you could use to manage your time well. Now, the first has to do with understanding time. To understand time entails analyzing time in terms of your attitude to use it wisely by taking time each day to review and prioritize your demand on your time. A small chunk of a difficult task and dealing with it straight away. By so doing, you'll be able to analyze your time in terms of your attitude. You can analyze time in terms of its cost and daily usage by assessing your day's task for those you should do and those to delegate, costing your time in the way you use it to determine its value, keeping a time log, splitting them your task into day work in possible hours and minutes, of course best in chunks of 30 minutes, estimating how long a task will take you and see how accurate you are, reviewing your time log to assess your efficiency and looking for patterns, allowing for thinking the time in your schedule, so you need to dedicate time to think about how you use your time, updating your time log as often as possible because memory can fail you sometime. Now, another way to understand the time available to you is to assess your ability in terms of how you use it by scoring yourself as to how well you use your time on several dimensions, adding up your scores on all the dimensions for comparison, how well you used time yesterday, how well you're using it today, how you used it last week, are you doing better than you were doing before? Then you use your scores to identify areas that need improvement. These are some of the activities involved in trying to understand time. Now, assuming you've obtained proper understanding of time, the next thing you do is to plan for success in your use of time. The first thing you do is to analyze your goals by setting goals downwards into weekly and daily action plans. You plan career goals that indicate where you want to go next. After analyzing your goals, the next thing you do is to work out priorities by analyzing your work, your task, prioritizing and delegating work, planning your day, balancing demands on your time, being realistic of what you can accomplish in a given period, booking quiet time, even avoiding calls at such time. You will notice that GSM phones have been a great source of distraction. And in managing time, you need to pay attention to how you handle your phone. Another thing you do when you're planning for success with respect to time is to assess your work pattern by timing your task and maximizing efficiency through breaks, relaxation, and flexible working time. It's not fruitful to spend so much time on work and then you start experiencing diminishing returns. You have spent longer time, yet you are getting lesser results. So it is important for you to plan for breaks, relaxation, and flexible working hours. Another thing you do in planning your time for success is to use time planners by one, choosing a suitable planner or a system, planning with a diary, maintaining a diary, making a master list, planning for all jobs, and planning for long-term purposes. You also need to think positively with respect to time management. How do you do that? You enjoy life by doing at least one thing that you enjoy every day. Try to do in your schedule of work, put in something you enjoy. Not by way of monetary returns, but that gives you intrinsic satisfaction. You deal with problems feeling good only through positive steps. Avoid stress by starting and ending your day positively. You live well and eat healthily and combating your weaknesses. Concentrate on other positive attributes. Read a passage of a favorite author, Lasting at the Ninth, or the Bible. It will enable you to relax better and, of course, manage your time well. Now, these are the things you do when you are planning for success with respect to time management. You're also required to make certain changes. If you are going to take my advice or consequent upon this discussion, you may find it necessary to make some instant changes. For example, you clean your office, shop, desk, or your room, any workspace, rearrange it, Check very well, check around you and see. And you do that by keeping it in a way that projects a positive image and an organized mind. So when you move to your office, your bedroom, anywhere, there is this sense of organization. Things are put in defined patterns and it helps you to manage your time. Taking just in time appropriate actions on tasks as they are due, so they don't allow tasks that you are supposed to do today to prolong for a very long time. Procrastination is the theft of time. Noting actions you need to take, taking them and disposing others. Organizing work, your workspace, to avoid wastages and chaos and make room. You can also file your paperwork by organizing your files, breaking subjects down, labeling them clearly and filing regularly so that whenever you need things, you don't waste time looking for things. You know where everything is and when you need it, you can lay your hand on it. You can also make instant changes with respect to avoiding interruptions. You list things that interrupt your work schedule, recognize them and take note of them. Rethink your workspace to be less visible. Discourage interruptions through body language, barriers, and denial of access. You know, sometimes some persons will come to your office, you're working, and they are not conscious of the fact that you are busy. As you talk to them, you look at your work. As you talk to them, look at their work. You are giving them signal that they need to give you space to do your work. So that's how to do it, and to avoid being polite. Let's take a short break, and we'll be right back.
Time is money. In other words, you lose time, you lose money. Develop yourself to money input as well as time input. To build a great nation, we must use time properly. Time is a precious element of life. Used well, it generates wealth. Don't spend your precious time doing things that get you nowhere. Time, time, time is money.
If you hurt your neighbor, don't be ashamed. Say I'm sorry. Make a change for better, not for worse.
If you hurt your neighbor, don't be ashamed. Say I'm sorry. You can't always be right, so sometimes when you're wrong, admit it. If you resolve to be a better person today onwards, you know, you might just be making somebody a little happier.
This world is a funny place, it's you today. It may be him tomorrow, so make a change for better, not for worse.
You'll be much happier.
Welcome back. If you are just tuning in, this is Rev Ethics on radio. And I've been speaking on effective time management. My name, once again, is Chief Professor Isaac Zeb Obipi. We are on the third set of activities and principles that will enable you to manage time effectively. And so far, we have mentioned some of them, and we are going to continue from there. Now, you need to filter information. Sometimes information not filtered, not properly organized, could be very destructive on the way we manage time. So you filter information, taking only information you think is important, establishing an appropriate information processing routine, creating methods for circulating information, clearing regularly outdated and irrelevant material, care for reference, delegating someone to help filter your information when necessary, keeping up to date. Of course, you will need to work with others. In working with others, you must assess the work rules, review your assumption about others, analyze how others are motivated, and the way you handle meetings. You must be conscious so they don't spend unnecessary time in meetings. Some meetings, when they get too long, they become very unproductive. Like earlier mentioned, phones can be distractive, so you need to also control the phone calls you make by choosing when to make calls and taking calls. You can choose when to make calls and take calls. By keeping on track and putting off cold callers politely, and using a voicemail system and recording calls to ensure that your time is well utilized. Another set of activities you could do is to acquire time-oriented reading and writing skills. For example, learning to skim read headlines and highlighting key points, assessing materials through the introduction, summary, and table of content, dealing with any written materials promptly and cutting out paperwork and keeping essential references separate. And that sort of activities you can do in managing time, especially changes you can do right away, is to make good use of technology by considering carefully your computing requirements, designing an appropriate filing system on your computer or on your phone handset, clearing unwanted documents from your system monthly, keeping messages and addresses short and accurate. You can also make changes in terms of making the best of the trips when you are traveling, assessing whether a trip is necessary before making it, packing effectively to enhance work on routine and trip, scheduling rest time before takeoff and after arrival, staying in touch and remaining on top of work a while away, updating your notes. These are instant changes you can make in order for you to manage your time very, very effectively. All right, one other way you could make better management of your time is to make your meetings time-driven by encouraging one-to-one meeting and others to express their views, keeping meetings short by listening more than talking, timing every meeting no matter how small, planning large meetings and preparing, publicizing an agenda ahead, allocating specific amount of time to each subject on the agenda, encouraging people to attend only parts of the meeting that affect them, avoiding time wasters and keeping to a schedule. So you should provide for time off by taking daily breaks, two or three holidays instead of one long, late one, recharging batteries through the pursuit of hobbies, leisure interests, planning ahead to experience something new. Currently, you are doing things, there are ways currently you are doing things that you need to change to effectively manage your time well. Now, you also need to manage others. There is no way you are likely to manage your time well without being conscious about the intrusion of others. Others, relations, friends, colleagues, and others. They are likely to intrude on your time. So you need to be conscious on how to manage them. How do you do that? One, communicate well by spreading information to maintain high expectations, by employing persuasion with facts rather than with emotions, by taking interest in what others are trying to achieve, by learning to listen beyond hearing. You can also delegate effectively. You should learn to delegate, reinforce your brief, and strengthen responsibilities. You can manage your colleagues by working together with others but not allowing them to distract you, meeting in other people's place so you can leave when you need to, instead of having the meeting in your place and then the meeting gets too long to accommodate attendees. You should be able to advise information and take decisions appropriately so that you could get done with meeting fast. You should encourage opinions by setting out time to visit and be visited. So you can also manage those who are your superiors. You can also manage those who are your mentors, because sometimes, out of respect, we are not able to draw the line when our time is being encroached by those who are superiors. So you need to build a relationship with such persons that will enable you call their attention to when you need to attend to other matters. You must communicate clearly with them, and you have to adapt to the working pattern that will allow you have the best about from mentoring relationship. So these are things you do as provided by the Essential Managers Model for Effective Time Management. Let's take a short break and we'll be right back.
Come, come, my friend, there is no zero man, everyone has got some talent. Take time, you'll discover yourself, and you'll make your life a better one.
Every human being has a talent. Why not discover your talent and use it for yourself and the service of your people?
Use your talent, start today, and we'll all live the peaceful way.
If you do good, you do for yourself. If you do bad, now you sabi. If you do bad,
now you go take your head and carry am.
If you do bad,
now you go take your head and carry am.
If you play person, why you?
Now you go take your head to carry a mo.
If you give person, wahala.
Now you go take your head to carry a mo.
If you play person, mago, mago.
Now you go take your head to carry a mo.
If you do good, you do for yourself, brother. If you do bad, now you sabi yo. If you do bad, yo, sister.
Now you go take your head and carry am.
If you play person, why you?
Now you go take your head and carry am.
If you play person, mago, mago.
Now you go take your head and carry am.
If you give person, wahala, oh.
Now you go take your head and carry am.
Not do bad, yo.
Now you go take your head and carry am.
Welcome back. If you are just tuning in, this is Riff Ethics on radio, and I've been speaking on effective time management. My name once again is Chief Professor Isaac Zeb Obipi. Now, there is this model referred to as the Mafia Time Manager Model, and they call it Mafia because it seems it has this element of scheming, this element of maneuverism, and include the following. One, work smarter, not harder. It saves you time. Get others do as much as they can for you. You make them work, then you save time for yourself. Make waiting time pay for itself. So if you are waiting, you're in the traffic, you are waiting for a flight, or you're in the flight, you use that time to do productive work. So find productive work for spare time. Conduct business at a time when your energies are highest. Do things at the right time. It saves you time. Save time and let business come first. But leisure only at your pleasure and convenience. Make the best of every hour you work, read, or you have leisure. Schedule tasks, delegate them, and delegate more of order. So delegate, keep delegating, keep delegating. Find or create an ideal workspace and quiet time, and allow no encroachment. Know your objectives in both quantitative and qualitative terms, and schedule activities to achieve them. Keep your door closed when working, permitting entry to only those who you want to see when you want to see them. And above all, like we've also mentioned in the other model, manage your phone calls. These are some of the things the Mafia Time Manager Model suggests. So far, time is a scarce and valuable resource that must be managed effectively. And we have said effective time management entails a set of activities and principles that enable one to use available time to achieve maximum productivity. And we have drawn the essential activities for effective time management from two very popular models. And from these two models, we have the following set of activities by way of summary. That one, you must have a proper understanding of time. You must plan your time for success. Three, you must make instant changes in the way you manage time presently that are not satisfactory with respect to effective time management. Then you must manage the time of others, those who, one way or the other, will have to work with you, or the activities will affect your own work. You need to make sure you manage your time so that you can achieve effective time management. Then I urge you to be a Mafia Time Manager. Thank you, and God bless you.
Dear friends, this is the march we can take on this edition of Riv Ethics. I hope it made a difference in our collective effort to make our society a better place. If you missed parts of this episode or wish to download this or previous editions, please visit our website at www.rivethics.com to listen to or download all episodes. You are free to share it with your friends at your school or community. You can also join the RivEthics family on Facebook, Twitter, or Instagram via at RivEthics, and you can call our phone numbers for questions related to this all other editions. The numbers are 0804-001-1026 or 0815-237-9041. Or send us an email on rivertix@gmail.com. The Rivertix radio program currently airs on 5 radio stations in River State every Saturday as follows: Nigeria Info 92.3 FM, 8:30 a.m. to 9 a.m. Radio Rivers 99.1 FM, 9 a.m. to 10 a.m. with a repeat broadcast on Sunday same time. Rhythm 93.7 FM, 2:30 p.m. to 3 p.m. with a repeat broadcast on Sunday same time. Treasure 98.5 FM, 6:30 p.m. to 7 p.m. with a repeat broadcast on Sunday by 5:30 p.m. to 6:30 p.m. on Wazobia 94.1 FM, 5 p.m. to 5:30 p.m. Until we come your way next week with another host, remember to always let your manners speak for you. Wishing you a great week ahead.
Don't run the other man down. Don't wish him bad. No, no, no. There are better things to do. Better pastimes around. Careless talk is not the right way. Love River State or leave her alone. Don't pull her down. No, no. Think what you can do for her. Engage yourself in meaningful activities. No room for gossips. Do something meaningful.